Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, July 1st, 2020. End of session, legislation impacting state school aid. The following legislation was enacted during the 2020 legislative session and impacts state school budget aid and levy for fiscal year 2021. Senate File 2164, School Transportation Equity Act. The Act increases the state cost per pupil, SCPP, amount calculated using the state supplemental aid, SSA, rate by an additional $10. Districts that have a higher district cost per pupil will receive state aid replacement for funds that would have been generated through property taxes. Districts at the SCPP will receive additional spending authority. With the enactment of both Senate File 2164 and Senate File 2142 Supplemental State Aid Act, the new SCPP for fiscal year 2021 is $7,048. The Act also provides an additional appropriation to the standing appropriation from the General Fund to the Transportation Equity Fund. The standing appropriation for the Transportation Equity Fund grew at the same rate as a categorical under the categorical state percent of growth. With the passage of Senate File 2142, the categorical state percent of growth is 2.30%. The Act appropriates a total of $26.7 million in fiscal year 2021. While the appropriation does not impact the state school budget aid and levy directly, it will increase the spending authority of districts receiving monies from the Transportation Equity Fund. The Act was approved by the General Assembly on February 11, 2020, and signed by the Governor on February 25, 2020. Senate File 2142, Supplemental State Aid Act. The Act establishes a rate of 2.30% for SSA percent of growth and a rate of 2.30% categorical state percent of growth for fiscal year 2021. The Act further establishes additional property tax replacement funding based on the per pupil increase that results from the establishment of the state percent of growth in fiscal year 2021. The Act requires the additional levy portion of the fiscal year 2021 state cost per pupil amount to be frozen at $750 per pupil, regardless of the per pupil increase for fiscal year 2021. The Act was approved by the General Assembly on March 3, 2020, and signed by the Governor on March 12, 2020. Senate File 2408, Supplemental Appropriations Act. The Act limits the fiscal year 2021 general fund appropriation to the Department of Education for non-public school transportation to $8.2 million. The Act requires the appropriation to be prorated if the claims exceed the appropriation. The Act further suspends the general fund standing appropriation of $14.8 million to the Instructional Support Program. The Act also reduces the fiscal year 2021 state school aid funding to the Area Education Agencies, AEAs, by an additional $15 million for a total reduction of $22.5 million. The Act was approved by the General Assembly on March 17, 2020 and signed by the Governor on March 17, 2020. House File 2418, School Budget Review Committee Act. The Act directs that the School Budget Review Committee, SBRC, may grant a modified supplemental amount, MSA, for at-risk alternative schools and returning dropout and dropout prevention programs for school districts that submit a request after January 15th but before March 1st of the budget year preceding the budget year during which the program will be offered. The act was approved by the General Assembly on June 13, 2020 and signed by the Governor on June 25, 2020. Senate File 2310, Iowa Online Learning Act. This act allows for additional flexibility for use of professional development dollars for fiscal year 2021. During the 2020-2021 school year, school districts may use any portion of the 36 required hours of professional development to provide instructional time in addition to the amount of required instructional time under Iowa Code Section 279.10. In fiscal year 2021, school districts are estimated to receive $33.6 million in categorical state aid for professional development. At the end of fiscal year 2019, school districts carried over a statewide total of $26.7 million in professional development categorical fund balances for fiscal year 2020. Under the Act, until July 15, 2020, for the school year commencing July 1, 2020, a parent may apply to open enroll a student in an online public school in another school district of the child. The child's caretaker or another resident of the child's residence has a significant health condition that may increase the risk of COVID-19. Some districts may experience an increase or decrease in revenue due to an increase in COVID-19 related open enrollment flyers. However, the extent is unknown. The act was approved by the General Assembly on June 13, 2020 and signed by the Governor on June 29, 2020. House File 2643, Omnibus Appropriations Act. This act allows for an adjustment in state foundation aid in fiscal year 2021 for school districts that received an assessed value reduction by a local board of review or property assessment appeal board in assessment year AY 2018, if the amount of the reduction exceeded $47 million. School districts may apply to the Department of Management for an adjustment in state foundation aid if an assessment was reduced by a local board of review or property assessment appeal board. This is estimated to increase the fiscal year 2021 state foundation aid by $254,000, subject to district request. The act was approved by the General Assembly on June 14, 2020 and signed by the Governor on June 30, 2020. Other legislation that may impact the state school budget aid and levy in future years includes the following. House File 2629, Future Ready Iowa Act. Division 5 of the Act amends provisions under the Senior Year Plus program by eliminating references and provisions relating to full-time and part-time post-secondary enrollment. The Act is expected to increase state school aid from the general fund by an estimated $42,000 beginning in fiscal year 2022. Any increase in post-secondary enrollment options, PSEO, enrollments may increase individual school districts' costs. However, due to the recent decline in PSEO courses, the fiscal impact is expected to be minimal. The Act was approved by the General Assembly on June 12, 2020 and signed by the Governor on June 29, 2020. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Mike Guance, Legislative Analyst 1 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-1286.